Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The bye week is in the rearview mirror, and the Kansas City Chiefs are coming up next. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Josh. How would you make adjustments to the Vikings' offensive line if you were in charge? Well, Vikings fans everywhere should be glad I'm not in charge of something like this, but I wouldn't make any personnel changes when it comes to the Vikings' offensive line. They've given up 12 sacks on the road, but just one at home. That tells me it's not a personnel problem. It's an operational problem when they're on the road. So the Vikings need to fix those issues when they're on the road and just keep doing what they've been doing when they're at home. It will be important this week because the Chiefs have a pair of pretty good pass rushers in Tambahali and Justin Houston. Jamie in Indiana has the next question. Do you see the Hodges trade to be a good one? I think the 49ers got the better end, but that's just my opinion. Well, trades are a lot like draft picks. You don't really know who got the better end of the deal until time passes and you see how each side did. But right now, it's a win-win for both teams. The Niners got what they wanted, a good linebacker to add to their roster. The Vikings got what they wanted, an offensive lineman to add to some depth, and a draft pick to use next year. Now, the Vikings have 8 draft picks in 2016. So I look at it as a win-win for both sides. Julio has the next question. Who gets the starting spot at middle linebacker since Gerald Hodges was traded? Is it Eric Kendricks? Well, I think Kendricks is certainly an option, but we know with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, the lineup is always changing. It's fluid. Coach Zimmer likes to do a lot of different things with a lot of different players. I think Kendricks will see increased playing time, but you might also see some more playing time for Audie Cole. The bottom line is the best players are going to play. That's how Coach Zimmer rolls. The next question comes from Irv. I think the Vikings passing game would improve a lot starting Diggs over Wright. Your thoughts? Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think both guys can be an integral piece to the passing game. I'd like to see both guys get a lot of reps. Here's the thing with wide receivers. It doesn't really matter who the quote-unquote starting receivers are. Those guys run a lot of routes every single week. So you want as many good receivers as you can get. You want depth in that position so you have fresh legs running routes for you throughout the entire game. I think Diggs and Wright will both get a bunch of playing time going forward. Kavan has the next question. Do you see AP going for 200 yards against Kansas City? Well, we certainly know he's capable of a 200-yard rushing game. He's done it multiple times throughout his career. He's the NFL's leading rusher going into the Vikings bye week last week. But more importantly, I hope he finds the end zone, and I hope the Vikings have a balanced attack so the Chiefs don't know what's coming. A balanced attack and victories is more important than individual accolades, and Adrian will be the first to tell you that. The last question comes from Randolph in Minneapolis. What will be the key to beating the Chiefs? Well, there are lots of keys to winning a game, but we'll give you two of them. Number one, protect Teddy Bridgewater. If the Vikings can protect him, Teddy will play well. He'll find open receivers, and the Vikings will score a bunch of points. Number two, defensively, contain tight end Travis Kelce. The guy is Alex Smith's best friend. He's a great route runner. He's good after the catch, and he always seems to be open. If the Vikings can contain Kelce, if they can run the ball, and if they can protect Teddy Bridgewater, they have a good shot of moving to 3-2. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week after the Chiefs game, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and stay tuned to Vikings.com all week for great Chiefs-Vikings preview content. See you next week.